You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5, Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson, simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel 107.5 FM, Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel 87.9 FM, Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with The Trenches by Pop Evil. It is... Well, by God, if it ain't Evil Weasel Wednesday, which every day is a fucking evil day because we're on an evil fucking planet with evil fucking people in control. It is also the 16th day of November, 2022. It's 12:04 Pacific time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program, and listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 667-770-1530. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 667-770-1530. Then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you're going to have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. It is currently 38 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson. And we're looking for a high of 42 degrees today for the Klamath Basin. And the same thing, just colder than a well digger's ass in the morning and no precip. I mean, what's there is froze, but there ain't very goddamn much air. It's not going to be a good year. Let's see what we got here. Oh, well, we have to have our weekly reporting on the fucking giveaway to our masters in Ukraine, right? To the Khazarians that fucking rule us, to handing our goddamn nation over to the fucking Ukrainians. Biden unveils $37 billion more in energy Ukraine aid on heels of Polish border attack. We'll hit that when we get back.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT,
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5,
Micro FM,
Chiloquin,
the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
Alrighty then. Biden unveils $37 billion more in emergency Ukraine aid on heels of Polish border attack. Now, just before I came upstairs, I was reading an article that said they found out the goddamn bomb came from goddamn the Ukraine. I don't even believe none of this shit's going on. I don't even know that none of this is going on. I want Swag the Dog. Could they produce a goddamn war? Well, hell yes they could. And have somebody been making a goddamn mountain of fucking money? Transferring more money from the fucking poor pockets of the poor to the pockets of the rich? Hell yes they have. Why should I believe any of this shit? When they took the goddamn law away from in the United States of America, I mean, administrative admiralty fucking bullshit fucking policy. It wasn't true law, but it said that you couldn't use fucking propaganda on the American people. Why did they take that away? Why? Anyway, this is from Zero Hedge. At the close of a wild roller coaster of a day following alleged Russian missile attack on a Polish border town, and despite little to nothing in the way of official confirmation, little to nothing in the way of official confirmation. Hey, the bomb fell. Yeah, just write it down. Don't worry about it. Dude. Nobody's gonna look. They don't want over here. That's why we come over here, so we can cut the money up in Kiev. Confirmation of just what happened or without, or whatnot. And urgent phone calls flying between Western heads of state pledging solidarity in goddamn, exclamation point. I mean, not exclamation point. I mean, quotation marks. Solidarity! We're solid with Ukraine, wherever in the fuck that is, and whatever in the fuck that is, and whatever in the fuck it means. It wasn't a member of fucking NATO. But man, we just fucking went in there. We're dumping our goddamn fucking supply of weapons into goddamn Ukraine. Once Ukraine has all the weapons, all of our weapons, then they can attack us with our own. Well, that's never happened before, now has it? I mean, goddamn, should I make a list that'd be as long as from here down to the end of the street? It didn't, no confirmation of what happened or whatnot. And urgent phone calls flying between Western heads of state pledging solidarity. That means that we're going to send more money to cut up this week as our people fucking starve to death. It's perfect timing for the U.S. to shovel out another nearly $40 billion fucking dollars to Ukraine. But then yesterday we were talking about the Bitcoin fucking scam where they stole like $6 billion fucking dollars from this phony fucking goddamn Ukraine bullshit. See, people are attacking the scam from the outside. That's what's fucking funny about this. It is such a fucking scam that people worry about keeping it hid. That it is a scam. I mean, oh man, we could hit it right here. We could get $16 billion right here. Take off to fucking Qatar and fucking we'd have it, buddy. That's where, I mean, we're living in a goddamn out of control mafia fucking state as far as the world is concerned. The whole fucking world is an international corporate mafia. You can't call it anything else and be realistic. President Joe Biden is asking Congress to provide more than $37 billion in emergency aid to Ukraine. You need that to replace what you lost in the Bitcoin the other day, buddy. I mean, so you made up this fucking missile. That missile might have been shot by fucking Ukraine. But fucking God, did any of our ancestors ever? I mean, God, it was just a massive dumbing down from the time, that I became an adult until today. Was there just such a fucking dumbing down that they're dumb as goddamn Chinese now? A massive infusion of cash. Oh, yes, I need a massive infusion of cash. If a massive infusion of cash is to be doing some good, well, it ain't going to go into goddamn Joe Biden's pocket, is it? Fuck Joe Biden, man. He's just a goddamn figurehead. It's this goddamn... We have a fucking communist committee in control of the fucking Capitol Hill. They have the soldiers. They have goddamn barbed wire fence. And you wonder why this shit's going on? Why they can just do this fucking shit? I seen in the goddamn paper today that the Republicans took the House. Oh, thank God we're saved. You watch this shit. And you watch it and you pay attention. But how fast the elections... Election's over. Because nobody came out and fucking voted, that's why. The people that did, like here in Oregon, that came out were just desperate fucking people thinking, oh, that they're too cowardly to fight or too old to fight. And so they came out, I'll do what I can. Yeah, you'll participate in fucking treason and try to make it look like that, you know, that was your contribution to the fucking goddamn effort for fucking freedom and liberty and the right to own property. But that's what you fucking did. And that goddamn big mountain of things is there. I'm telling you, as sure as I'm sitting here talking to you, they cannot not lie to you. Don't you get it? You have CNN come on the other day and say, I have to believe what that man said. I've been watching that man on fucking CNN. I mean, before I turned the tube off, I watched it. You are a lying, low down, slithering son of a bitch. I wouldn't trust you in a shit house with a muzzle on. You have to trust me. No, I don't. I mean, what do you think? You fucking were dogs. You're fucking ordering about here, you son of a bitch. Anyway, here we are, people. You know, it's our, sometimes bi-weekly, sometimes tri-weekly. Fucking reporting of the fucking billions of fucking our goddamn Well, it's not wealth. It's goddamn, it might as well be Bitcoin. It's goddamn, fiat fucking dollars, debt dollars being passed about by these son of a bitches and us and under that fucking fraudulent 14th Amendment. We're all responsible for making it all fucking legit. No, we're not. Because the 14th fucking amendment is a fucking crime. It is a crime under the 9th article of the unalienable fucking law of December 15, 1791. It's a fucking crime. You can't have that kind of authority. You never could have that kind of authority. They just finally took that corporation and said, well, the corporation's running things. How about we fucking burn your fucking corporation down? We burn you fucking down, you son of a bitch. All you fuckers that are taking these chits on these goddamn $40 billion, $37 billion, hundreds of millions of dollars, you ain't getting shit. This will bust before then. The jungle will bust before then, and you will find out what it's like to fucking be on the other end of the fucking stick. President Joe Biden, the fucking shit diaper punk motherfucker. Hey, don't fuck with Biden. I'm fucking with you, Biden, you fucking punk. That's what you are, a fucking beauty. When you were a kid, you were a punk. When you were growing up, you were a fucking punk. I would have bitch slapped you anywhere down the fucking road of your life, and you know it, you fucking punk. You're just a sneak thief. A little sleazy sneak thief. And your fucking son's just like you. Where were we here? Emergency aid to Ukraine, a massive infusion of cash. by the pallet. Infusion of cash that could help support the nation of, as Russia forces, Russian forces, suffer battlefield losses in their 9-month-old invasion. Show me it. Confirm it. At the top, they said, we believe that bomb was a... How do I even know a fucking bomb existed? I mean, this is fucking just closed on down. This is happening. You guys can't watch. You got to turn your heads away. You're chill. We don't want you to have to look at this. We don't want you to have to look at them as they're fucking stuffing each other's pockets with goddamn money, fucking passing Bitcoin through a Bitcoin system to fucking launder it. If Bitcoin can be used to launder money, buddy, I'm here to tell you it ain't fucking safe to hold your wealth in. Plain and simple. If you're that fucking stupid, you deserve what you get. Massive infusion of cash to help support Russian, the nation, Russian forces suffer battlefield losses in the 9 months. As much shit as we're pumping in there, if fucking Russia was suffering at all, and any of this shit was real at all, don't forget that goddamn Russia, when we were sanctioning them, we're hurting them. We're hurting them against, hurting the Ukraine. You know, the fascists in the Ukraine. We're hurting them against that. We come to find out that they made fucking record profits. They made billions of dollars. Why the people at the fucking pumps here fucking emptying the fucking goddamn change out of their goddamn pockets, trying to get to work to make some more fucking money to buy some more fucking of this fucking gas that belongs to us. You sons of bitches, steal our fucking goddamn crude. And I hear Biden's getting ready to change the national fucking oil reserve. Well, are you going to empty her out? You empty son of a bitch. Hey, send it to fucking Ukraine, you dirty son of a bitch. I'll tell you one thing. As long as our fucking atomic bombs are in fucking, and our hydrogen bombs and all our nasty shit, the really secret nasty shit is still working, you fucking haven't gained 1 inch, bitch, and you know it. In fact, you're on your fucking heels. Because more and more every day, people are fucking understanding what their goddamn rights are and what your fucking rights ain't. That you are a goddamn criminal.
Henry.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I didn't know if I was the only one unaware, but like, I sold a car the other day and it was in cash. And I took it to the bank.
Uh-huh.
And I noticed they putting it through those machines, you know, that count it.
Uh-huh.
And those things aren't just counting. They're taking a picture of every,
yes,
serial number.
They are. I mean,
and also,
Charlie, what they're getting ready to do.
When you take it out of the bank, they put it through there and they take it. So they know every serial number in your pocket. And then like the guy that gave me the cash, you know, that had his name as so. I mean, they're really tightening the screws.
Well, and there's a reason for it. We've done given about $1 trillion to those dirty cocksuckers over there in Ukraine for a war I don't even know is going on. Can you tell me you believe that you know that it's going on? Or that it's not just one big scam, seeing how Russia made fucking record profits on their goddamn oil? When we were supposed to be hurting them. Only people hurting was the people at the goddamn pumps in the United States of America.
I don't trust nothing. I don't even think they landed on the moon. I don't trust nothing.
I don't blame you one goddamn bit, and nobody should trust nothing. From a fucking, to somebody, I mean, this was just a policy. This wasn't even fucking law. But, I mean, because that's all they got is policy in the administrative admiralty that belongs to King Charles. A foreign fucking court operating in the United States, so he's claiming this goddamn United States for himself. You motherfucker, we'll hang you right square in the dead center of this fucking goddamn country, you son of a bitch. But I mean,
I just saw an article just now that there's a black guy. He was fired for noticing that everyone at FTX, everybody important at FTX, the Bitcoin thing.
Uh huh.
Everyone at FTX was a Jew.
Yeah, I caught that just before I came upstairs. We were, we were putting stuff.
Kane West was right.
Did you put your hand over your mouth and did you feel faint for a moment because you were just so shocked?
I just grinning ear to ear is all I can say.
Well,
dumbass people.
The dumbass is the guy on the other end that fucking just keeps on. Yeah, the Jew is still there, right there. Look, see his hand in the cookie jar? See, and he stole from you again. Oh, we have to, those are God's people. We have to take it up the ass from God's people, don't you know? Because they like to shove it up your fucking ass. And so we got to do that because we're Judeo-Christians. And I'd love to, man, I seen a fucking thing just recently. I mentioned it once. I'm going to mention it again. Where they talked about Judeo-Christians. And they were talking about the ancient Judeo-Christian. The word Jew ain't been here except since the 30s is when that word came up. Jew. So there couldn't have been ancient Judeo-Christians. I'm sorry. And the Jews hated the fucking Christians, and the Christians hated the fucking Jews.
Yeah, it's the same like a sovereign citizen. It's oxymoron.
I know. I mean, when they came out with that, I mean, it was the first time I read that, it bothered me. How can you be sovereign and be a citizen? You can't. And you notice that they have quit talking about that. Because the answer's easy, mister. You're not a sovereign citizen. You're a sovereign individual. You're an individual free sovereign national. Plain and simple. This fucking country belongs to you. These cocksuckers are robbing you blind. They're fucking riding roughshod over you. They're fucking pushing you around. And they're acting like this god that just walked in and took the fucking place. Well, there's a little bit of difference between acting like you took something and actually getting it. We ain't had the fucking fight yet. We ain't tore the fucking bar up yet.
Even 2,000 years ago, Pontius Pilate, he wrote an autobiography when he retired, and he said he did not want to crucify Jesus. He said
no.
The Jews had all the money control, and he would have, you know, he would have lost his manhood or whatever.
He would lost his position.
Job. He'd have been.
Yeah.
He would have been impeached.
That's what, you know, all this time when I was growing up, I you know, you think about the damn Romans crucifying. And then, you know, when The Passion came out, they didn't want to let that out. And Mel Gibson took a lot of fucking heat for it. But it was the fucking truth. It was the priests of Sanhedrin that convicted Jesus, and they let a murderer go to fucking tack his ass up to the cross. And I mean, that's why the blood was so bad between the fucking Jews and the goddamn Christians. And it all had been that way. Go ahead, sorry.
In his autobiography, he says, the Jews are like oil and water. You can't catch them, and whenever you, they don't mix with anybody, and they always end up on top.
Yeah, they just, you know what to get them though? is a fucking napalm. Napalm will take care of that problem. Right, the bottom line.
Amen.
The bottom line here is, I mean, we're listening to this goddamn shit day after day after day. We know it's a fucking lie. These are the old propagandists. You're not doing shit. You are turning into your predecessors. You are starting to fucking write all over yourself. And you're starting to put impossibilities in front of people. That's, right, at the same time, you're starting to starve them. You motherfuckers are looking to get yourself barbecued. That's all there is to it. I mean, some people don't like that fucking idea. Well, I'm sorry. Before I'll fucking starve to death, I'll eat a goddamn son of a bitch and enemy in a second. I come from the East Coast Indians. Anyways, where in the hell were we on this damn thing here? Biden unveiled the proposed massive aid infusion. I love the aid infusion. The fucking terminology they will come up with. See, that's some old propagandists. They've used these words fucking and changed them. It's just like when they brought the King Charles's what now private law into the United States, the administrative admiralty, which was forbidden, which is one of the reasons we fought the fucking British to push it out of this country, because the goddamn administrative admiralty is merchant law. It's for the fucking sea. It ends where the tide ebbs and flows, and you can't bring it onto the fucking land. But they, we'll do it like this. See, we'll say this is a citadel, that this is a goddamn, a military outpost. And we'll take part of Maryland and we'll swear to it. Man, they'll buy anything. These guys are fucking stupid, but we'll swear to them. We'll never get outside that 10 miles. Go ahead.
And you know, it also made, when you got in those admiralty courts, you had no say. You was property. You were property. They can do whatever they wanted to do with you once you cross over to that threshold.
Oh, hell yes. Look at the 14th Amendment. It says it right there. It tells you right fucking there that you're fucking you're a subject. A subject is not a free man. A subject is if you're a subject, you're subject to your fucking sovereign. Who's your sovereign? That fucking little skinny prick over there in fucking Britain that's going down the fucking tube. That son of a bitch deserves a fucking first class fucking hanging in front of the world. All of these goddamn monarchies need to come down. They've been in the middle of this shit. I mean, you talk about the Rothschilds. Sure enough, the goddamn Rothschilds are fucking, they're the highest financiers. But they're all related. They're related to the crown heads of Europe, and they want it back to where you fucking go and you avert your eyes when you walk up to them and you walk up the street, and if they want to kick some shit off the dog shit off the sidewalk in your face, you just, and smile about it, you just fucking take it. We don't take it here, son of a bitch. We put a bullet through your fucking head and worry about the consequences after the gun goes off.
Hey, Henry.
Yes, sir.
You know another thing that bothers me? I mean, why do you call a bunch of pedophiles, fags, psychopaths? I mean, you call these people elite? Hell, they only elite. Why? Because they have money that they have stolen or just printed out and gave to you. They are not elite. That's why I was like, how a bunch of pedophiles are elite?
We were looking
at... I mean, what makes them so elite, man?
Well, the fact that they're getting away with it, I don't know. Laura and I were just before we come up here, you know, we're looking at articles and stuff. That's what we're doing. We're building the program. But, you know, we're sitting there, and there's one there, all the transvestites and the homosexuals. Oh, people are picking on them. People are coming after them. People are beating them up. Well, that's what's going to happen, you freak motherfuckers. You're not going to be here. You're gonna fucking go. So when any of you fucking dumbasses want to be a freak motherfucker, just do it. You think that if I'm fucking walking somewhere and I know that nobody can fucking see me and I fucking see you, I'm not gonna bust you up on the fucking ground, you piece of fucking human shit. This is how we've kept our fucking. Go ahead, sorry.
Can you imagine you walking up to Bill Gates saying, "Look at I mean, look at this worm. I mean, can you imagine saying, Bill Gates, man, you an elite. I mean, this, what I don't know what he is, man. I don't even think he's human. But can you imagine calling that slime ball? You an elite? What the hell do you do? What makes you so elitist?
I tell you,
man.
I'll tell you, he's a coward. He is a fucking sadist. He is a fucking no doubt a child pedophile. And I would call this all these things to him. If I got that close to his fucking face, they'd never let it. They'd never let it be. That's why I keep telling everybody, fuck, you can't shoot the 1,000-yard shot. Well, I mean, what everybody says, let's get them on the motherfuckers. They are. They're pedophile and all the goddamn children. They got pedophile rings around the goddamn country. Let's kill them. Let's go one after them after another and fucking, I mean, the people who are fucking rising up, the people who are fucking standing up, don't got no goddamn money. In fact, for doing what I have done, you know, I could have fucking sold this out from the trenches out the third fucking year. And all I had to do is quit talking about the Jews and start taking up maybe a little bit more of a conservative fucking view. But it was fuck no. Full blast, fuck you. You say what you fucking want. Let's get this shit over with. If it's going to be a fight, let's fight. And man, I thought that man, all I had to do was just fucking put it out there that you got the goddamn right to fight. You got the right to enforce that law with deadly force. In fact, you're supposed to. And here I am thinking that's all I got to do is if I can get that message out. And boy, it wasn't fucking easy getting it out, people. I'm here to tell you, and it's still, they're fucking, I mean, every paper, you're just pulling it through like a goddamn ringer on a washing machine to get it out. Oh, there, another person gets to know, and another, but people are finding out. When shit goes wrong, that's what I found. I mean, through 30 years of fucking doing this. I mean, we'll be fighting something, fighting it, and fucking fighting it, and we'll they'll finally have to go to the point to where they have to just say, yeah, it's against the fucking law and we're doing it to you anyway. That's what I've had this happen to me 50 fucking times. Yeah, it's against the fucking law and we're doing it to you anyway. So then once they do that, there's no hold, that's open territory. Then they start nailing everybody and all these people when I was talking to them, trying to tell them what was going on, telling them we got to stop this. Then they fucking start getting nailed for this fucking thing that is fucking asinine, just like this goddamn gun control bullshit that is asinine. They start getting nailed. They can't do, I love them. I wish I had a dollar for every fucking time I heard them say it. They can't do that. Oh yeah, they can. Remember when they was doing it to me? I told you, yeah, but that's against, yeah, uh-huh. What'd you think? That somebody just wasn't enforcing the fucking law? Or maybe they just had a hard on for me? They don't just have a hard on for me. They fucking watch me close because I know what the fuck I'm doing. I understand what they're fucking doing. But as soon as they've cracked the cherry, buddy, they're coming for every fucking buddy with the same fucking shit right up to your goddamn neck. And that's now we've reached the fucking point. They don't even fucking care. They come right out and tell you, I mean, for the gall. For them to come out the day after that goddamn Bitcoin fucking attack, or that fucking whatever the hell they call it, cyber money, I don't know what the fuck it is, but the day fucking after, guys, this is how brazen they've gotten. $37 billion more in emergency Ukraine aid. We just got caught stealing. I don't know, was it $6 billion? We just seen the fucking hole for a glimpse. Oh, there's the hole. It goes right through that fucking, Bitcoin. I know it ain't called Bitcoin. It was another coin. But it goes right through that goddamn cyber coin fucking goddamn operation. You talk about a fucking laundering operation. Boy, did that work good. And now you got the guy sitting in fucking Panama trying to get to Qatar and fucking Saudi Arabia so they can't be extradited. So if they make it to fucking Qatar and stole $6 billion fucking dollars from we the people, well, that's a king over there. You see, we got to respect that king. Fuck that king. It's like it's putting the king back on the goddamn throne over there in Desert Dust One. Let's see, we were after What? Oh. Kuwait. Yes. Kuwait? Thank you. Kuwait. Yes. We fucking put a king back on the throne. America, land of the free, home of the brave. Nobody's a slave. Nobody's a fucking king. We paid to put a fucking king back on his goddamn throne. We set Saudi Arabia, they go over there and the fucking president, well, they're not presidents, they're goddamn CEOs of the fucking United States goddamn corporation. But they drop straight to their knees and suck the king's dick right in front of you in the goddamn, when they're coming out of the fucking car, they drop and they suck his dick right in front of you to let you know that they're just lowly and that fucking, that's a mighty king. He's just one son of a bitch. We could wipe Saudi Arabia off the fucking map in one day. Right along with their buddy Israel. But we have to fucking do it. And the thing is getting the people in place. I mean, the people are understanding what's going on very fucking well. And they're scared shitless, but so are the people who fucking are doing it. They understand that the people who are they're doing it to understand. And those people are heavily fucking armed. And I mean, fuck, the biggest army in the fucking goddamn world. And they are fucking pissed off and they're stepping up. Fuck you. I don't give a shit. If you got 10 fucking cameras on me, 50 fucking mics, I'm going to kill these fucking dirty thieving goddamn criminal son of a bitches that are breaking my fucking law. I have the right to. I have the right to put a bullet right through the fucking goddamn treasonous head. You ain't taking this country from us, motherfucker. And what you've taken, you're giving back. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Crazy things. First you're here, then you're there. Pretty burning hell.
To the word from the trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to fromthetrenchesworldreport.com and hit that donate button, or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon 97624. Your contributions are appreciated and needed. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 1242 Pacific Time, and that was Megadeth with This Planet's on Fire, old Sammy song. And, I mean, this describes the enormity of what's going on. I mean, the people in fucking Europe are they're taking some fucking abuse because of they are standing up against this shit. And they're doing it without fucking guns because they were stupid and gave away their fucking guns. But here in the United States of America, Oregon sheriffs won't enforce new law, gun law, infringes on Second Amendment. See, there's your fucking headline. But this is a fucking bullshit, fucking goddamn article. It's fucking full of fucking errors. Let's just start. It's from Fox News. County sheriffs in Oregon are taking a stand. They're taking a stand, guys. You're not fucking county sheriffs unless you're sworn into the goddamn common law, motherfucker. You have no goddamn authority over the fucking people. You have no authority over the fucking goddamn land. In fact, you are a goddamn traitor for fucking swearing in authority to fucking a foreign entity, which is that goddamn state and that goddamn federal fucking corporation. Got it? Everybody get that through their fucking head. These people are not your fucking friends. If they could, the reason they ain't doing this is because they get their fucking asses killed. That's why. County sheriffs in Oregon are taking a stand against the state's new adopted gun law. Now, what's a fucking, how do I've thinking all evening, like, how do I explain this to these fuck, to the people out here that I'm trying to get to their goddamn head what's going on? Get a copy of the fucking Constitution. Set it on the fucking table. Then get a copy of the fucking Bill of Rights. Set it on the fucking table. Now, when you look down at those, realize those are two separate jurisdictions. The main jurisdiction is the common law jurisdiction. That is the jurisdictional power of we the people. It belongs to us and us alone. It is, they talk about it was the chains that bind, and then they try to act like, well, constitutional rights. No constitutional rights. Constitution infers no rights except on the fucking government. That's why we said it was a mistake to fucking join the two. The fucking Bill of Rights should have been kept apart and high. Higher than, made sure that everybody understood that is the highest fucking law in this goddamn land. You do not violate it at any level. But they didn't. They put it with that fucking, that phony, fucking fraudulent constitution. So what you have is a constitution. What is the constitution? That talks about fucking the power of fucking government. The power you're going to lend government to fucking do some chores for you that, you know, like 300 million of us can't get in a fucking room to sign a piece of paper. And then these people just popped up out of nowhere. It ain't like the people said, I want this guy here to go and I want this guy here to go. We're having a vote on it. Okay, we've all voted. Here's our representative. No. These were all fucking criminal fucking lackeys of the criminal fucking lackeys of the aristocrats that ran the goddamn colonies that the people rose up against. So they all fucking get there and they just start fucking just making shit up. We'll do it. We'll have who in the hell wrote Madison write it? I don't know who wrote the Constitution. But it was written right off the fucking Masonic Constitution. I know that. The bottom line is, when they went to write that Constitution, they did so with zero authority. They were not talking for you. They were not talking for me. They couldn't have been. We did not elect them to talk for us. We did not turn over our power of attorney to them in any fucking form or fashion. But here, they're talking for us. And we've just, Secretary of State will make the, Thomas Jefferson, right? Yeah. Who's going to be, hey, we should name a king, says John Adams. We should name a king. And then when they thought about aiming another King George, might not sit good with the fucking people who just now fought for their individual freedoms and liberties. And they want a goddamn Bill of Rights. That's what they're screaming out the goddamn, out the window there. Look down there, see them screaming? They're with their fucking guns. They're telling you they want a fucking Bill of Rights that fucking separates them and gives them freedom and liberty absolute. Well, we could name then this son of a bitch wanted to name a Prussian prince. They have to have someone to rule them. We have to, don't you get that, guys? We have to have someone to rule us. We can't rule us. We're not like them. They're special. They're slimy, pedophiling, criminal, fucking dog shit, but they're better. I mean, they can rule themselves. We can't. We need them to rule us. I guess if you're going to go down the path of fucking debauchery and fucking and throw all the morality out the fucking window, you would need them to lead you because they know the path. And anyway, so they're sitting there and they just start making this shit up. That is exactly what they fucking did, and putting pen to paper, and then they sit around this little group representing no fucking body, because I've said it before, you cannot fucking build a government in the middle of a fucking war or an uprising anyway. It was an uprising. This was how they stole the uprising Declaration of Independence is how they hijacked the fucking uprising and turned it into a war instead of for fucking people's individual rights and freedoms, a war for a separate fucking country that they would fucking lead and steal and be the new fucking goddamn royalty in. And then they did it with that full fucking intent. And don't make no mistake about your ass. They're going to try and tell you the fucking, all these, John Hancock and these guys, they were really okay fellas. They were okay fellas like goddamn Donald Trump's an okay feller. Those son of a bitches they sold to the goddamn British as quick as they sold to the fucking Americans. In fact, they sold to the Americans for fucking more. They worked for the fucking British. They all should have been fucking hung. Why they weren't, I do not know. I wasn't there. At any rate, you're sitting there and let's declare a king. No, we can't declare a king, goddamn. But then but when you read your history when you're a little kid, they said George Washington, I could never be, you know, a king. This is what, you know, freedom and liberty, and this bullshit. No, the reason you didn't name yourself a king, cocksucker, with no teeth, is because the people would have slaughtered you right there on the fucking spot. We ain't trading one King George. This is what this is all about? Trading one King George for another fucking King George? Do you think so there, buddy? What would the form of government would have been that went with that? Do you guys ever think about that? It would have been a parliament. that had no fucking power. I mean, a parliament, just like what they got over there in fucking goddamn Britain. Remember when the French fucking ousted their goddamn prime minister? They voted him out. They voted, no confidence, out of here, son of a bitch, you're voted out. And it was back when people still believed that they fucking had some say. That they weren't still just considered goddamn fucking soulless animals by these Jewish fucking Khazarian scumbags. They actually thought that, man, it's like I talk about people going to the doctor and thinking, man, I'm special. He'll fucking throw himself inside my body and fight with his fist to save my life. Full bullshit. You're just another piece of meat. And that's what you are to these bastards. So when the prime minister got ousted, and I mean ousted, I mean kicked the fuck out. Well, Queen Elizabeth, she fucking got in her plane and she flew over to Canada. And guess what? He wasn't ousted. Guess what? You were still under fucking goddamn monarchical rule, weren't you? That should have been your first clue to start gathering fucking guns as fast as you fucking could. But I mean just the people watching from afar, you know, that's why they put that parliament and all that bullshit, you know, the House of Lords and the House of the Commons and all that fucking shit. It's to give the pretense, just like we had the pretense here. They gave us the pretense of freedom when we crossed the goddamn continent and took it away from another people. On that fucking lie. And it was a fucking lie. And they knew it was a lie. And they knew that someday, I mean, and so did the people who wrote the fucking Bill of Rights. They understood that someday, that's why it's written the way it is. It may come down to each individual fucking standing up and fighting for their goddamn rights and having the right to do it under law. That's why it was written that fucking way. They understood that the day might come when we have to do it. And I'm going to tell you guys something. The day is coming, gone. We need to fucking get this shit. We need to wipe these motherfuckers out, period. And then, I mean, goddamn, you have all the propagandists for 30 or 40 fucking years just telling you how goddamn impossible it was. What did you really need to do? Enforce the law. Did you have the authority to enforce the law? Yeah, we're the fucking supreme jurisdictional authority in this fucking country. We had the absolute authority to enforce the law. Did you have the right to enforce the law with fucking goddamn violence with the fucking gun? Yeah. Because our common law courts were empty to fucking judges and they refused to hold elections, so we don't have no common law courts to settle things peacefully. If I go to my first article, do you think I don't have a redress of grievances, people? You don't think I have grievances against this takeover by these goddamn Khazarian fucking Jews? You think I ain't pissed about it, that I don't want to go and argue it, that I wouldn't love to just set up in front of these guys and just take that Bill of Rights and just shred them? But they know I would. So they had to get a hold, when they, for the first Congress fucking met, they fucking, they without authority, I don't know who introduced, I'll write it down and you say you introduce it, wink, wink. These people still haven't established any kind of authority over any fucking buddy. Who are they? They showed up at fucking Philadelphia. So fucking what? So did the milkman. And he didn't, I mean, where did they gain this goddamn authority? They gained it by granting it to themselves. I mean, we're the rich people, so we're going to have all the authority. That's the way it's always been. Don't you guys think that's the way it should be? It would be a great life for us. At any rate, you got the goddamn, you know, they're gathering there for their fucking goddamn Continental fucking Congress that they can't have. That there is not one elected fucking goddamn representative of the people present. You're holding fucking elections on things. I mean, you're fucking forming a fucking government with the power to take somebody's goddamn head off. And you're doing it without any fucking, just like what they're doing right now to us. No jurisdictional authority. You say, if you ask to see jurisdictional authority and person has it, it's real easy to fucking show. I can show you a warrant in a fucking second with the, here's your affidavit attached. Everything's like it's supposed to be. I have the authority. And there would be no fucking argument. These people had no jurisdictional authority. It was just a fucking gang of the same fucking gangsters that were running the fucking joint in the fucking colonies. They just all got together and sat down and we're going to form a new government, what we're going to do, and we're going to be at the top and you're going to be at the bottom. They wanted us to be fucking subjects. They were calling us subjects from the beginning of the fucking war. I mean, from the beginning of the uprise. And when we came together with the Continental Congresses, they were calling us fucking subjects. And the people were there trying to rip them a fucking part. And then they decided they did not want that goddamn Bill of Rights. If you have the Bill of Rights, then that son of a bitch stands on the even par with you. The goodies are over there. There's the fucking debt-free fucking currency. Now let's see who's can fucking outwork who and who gets what. You know, I mean, there was plenty for all of us. Let's not be fucking silly about it. There was way plenty for all of us. The biggest deal was fucking guarding it. And it was, the Indians, goddamn, I get pissed sometimes, you know, because all the tons of money sent to them because they're taking it through fucking corporate communism. But they would have been rich. I mean, we'd stop the fucking butchering. I mean, think what they did to the goddamn buffalo. I mean, just to get one fucking tribe, they killed every buffalo. Every fucking buffalo. Why? Food supply. You people are really fucking underestimating what these son of a bitches are capable of doing. What they want to do. They know they're outnumbered, see? They know they're grossly outnumbered. And they're trying to figure a fucking way out of this. And they, I mean, that's why they're talking. They'll even talk about an atomic bomb. Let's do it. You throw an atomic bomb, buddy, we'll throw one right fucking back at you. Or you dare do it, you fucking communist cocksuckers sitting on Capitol Hill, occupying our goddamn territory, you dirty, rotten fucking scum. Do it. And watch how fast you fucking disappear from this goddamn earth. But I mean, you think about growing up, you know, as a kid, stop doctrine roll, get under the goddamn table. They want to scare the hell out of you so they can get $5.5 billion from your fucking parents to fucking build fucking nuclear bombs enough to destroy the planet. Several, once you get up to where you could destroy it like, I don't know, four or five times, wouldn't that be enough? But no, I can destroy it six times. God damn it, we're going to have to go and spend some money. We're going to have to fucking raise your taxes. We got to go, they can do it six times. We got to be able to do it seven times. Why? When the son of a bitch is destroyed one time, it's all over, ain't it? But they've played this game with us right down the fucking line. And like I said, you take those two fucking pieces of paper and they're opposite jurisdictions. They're diametrically opposite. One is about people's fucking rights and authority. The other is about government's rights and authority. And the fucking Bill of Rights fucking slams down and tells them they have no fucking authority in the 9th and 10th article. It tells them what is written here, you ain't never going to change, son of a bitch. But see, what are they doing? You know, they can't fucking amend the fucking Bill of Rights. It can't be touched because of the 9th article. And it still can't be touched. But what are they doing here, like with this fucking bullshit in Oregon? You're trying to come in with your admiralty jurisdiction into the fucking common law, and this is what they've done with the fucking 1968 Gun Control Act. The first time we let it happen, boy, we opened the fucking door. We should have never let it happen. But they're cross jurisdiction. You know, you can't even come in here. You can't even walk into this room unless you come in as a goddamn litigant in your individual capacity. This is the people's law, and it's the highest law. It's the only goddamn law in this land. It's the only law that's ever been ratified in the United States of these fucking Americas. Besides the Volstead Act, which would have been fucking taken out immediately if you did not have a fucking corrupt fucking goddamn gangster, fucking gangsters who wanted the FBI fucking armed and wanted the FBI, BI, this private fucking organization, this non-governmental son of a bitches wanted their fucking, power to spread far and fucking wide and fast as they fucking could. That's why you had goddamn prohibition. They can't prevent you from doing anything. There's no fucking goddamn, there's nobody to write the complaint. There's no affidavit for the warrant. There's nobody complaining about what you're fucking doing. And if they are complaining about it, it's not affecting them. Well, they're,
but it's a commerce clause that you have to have the stamp.
Well, yeah, that's what they try to claim, but no, you don't, Charlie. I don't have to have a stamp for shit. Why do I have why would I have to have a fucking stamp? They never had the authority to tax us. The only way that we could have money taken away from us was to be taken into a common law court in an individual capacity, and it took a goddamn ruling from a fucking common law court before they could take one fucking dollar from us. That's what they would have had to do for every fucking $1 trillion. I mean, goddamn, how much have they taken? And that would have been for each and every fucking individual sovereign national in this country. That what they have done is fraud. It's fucking, they've stolen. And we need to stomp their ass and take it back. When we do, then we'll know peace. Until we do, we will not know peace. Right now, it's got, like I said, it's gotten so goddamn bad. We were reading the article there just before that, I mean, you got this Bitcoin thing attacked, a fucking another scam, a fucking money laundering scam, attacked another money laundering scam and stole all this money, and well, the money's just gone. Well, I guess that tells you what your cryptocurrencies are worth, right? If it's just gone, it doesn't exist anymore, then it was never there, was it? They are trying to confuse you and you're fucking letting them. Any rate, I've had enough of this chit-chat, and we'll be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern, for another broadcast of The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches. And until then, lay those two documents down and understand you can't cross jurisdiction. They're about different subjects. One is about absolute control of the people, and the other is about fucking government fucking control,
They're written in cursive, and they don't teach cursive anymore.
Oh, that's right. Only I can read them. I'd have to interpret them. You're right, Charlie. Yeah, you have a good day, brother.
Amen.
Anyway, that's the program, and that's the word from the lay the documents down and understand that goddamn Constitution can have no authority, none, over the fucking Bill of Rights. The Bill of Rights is the fucking jurisdictional authority of the people, and it's the law of the land. And what they're trying to fuck you with is the law of the fucking ocean, the law of merchants. And it fucking is not the fucking, I mean, it violates the law that we have put in place and ratified. It violates it to the point of God. Well, look what's happening to us. Look, another, how much, I didn't even see, I can't even look anymore. 30 billion, how much? I mean, he's sitting there in his fucking shit diaper. Oh, well, I just got a call from Barack Obama and, I'm giving away another $30 billion to Ukraine, because we love Ukraine, because well, they're fascist. You know, like the Germans we fought. If them damn Germans, boy, we would have got them, and we had our tanks, and boy, it was a hell of a fight against those we like the fascists. Wait a minute, we were fighting. This is what we were dealing with, people, in fucking sanity. That's the word for the trenches.